it's not clear when the first chicken's blood was shed in Bethel. The Miller household believes their coop was an early target. 8-year-old Cordelia Miller remembers the day. It was in early September. Her sister Scarlett had just gone out to collect eggs from the chickens.
And then she came back crying. And
I did not cry.
You were crying. And then I asked why she was crying, and she said the chickens are all dead.
Ruth, the mother, confirmed that they found all 17 of their birds dead.
It was a massacre.
She said she reached out to the community of chicken owners in Bethel and learned there had been casualties at several other coops as well.
Everyone at first was perplexed, like, what is it? Is it a fox? Is it a weasel? Is it a mink? Like, what could this be?
And there was another mystery. Miller says all her birds, while dead, were perfectly intact.
None of them were actually eaten. They're just, like, killed. It's super weird.
Fast forward about a month, and the chicken community in Bethel learned a little more about who was hunting their birds.
All right, so let's see. September 30th. That was my first mink encounter.
Adam London spent all summer building a new chicken coop, which he had just finished earlier that night.
That very night, I woke up sometime in the middle of the night because I heard a bunch of banging. And we had just put security cameras up actually that week right before that. So I checked my security feed, and so I actually caught the mink on camera.
The security camera footage shows a mink knocking over some shovels and trying to slither its way through the entrance to London's chicken coop, but ultimately failing.
So we were a fortunate one.
Others were less fortunate as the minks continued their rampage across town. At the end of October, some eventually found Pam Conrad's chicken coop. Conrad said she should have known something was wrong. Her birds had been acting up the day before.
And then when I got up the following morning, my husband was very sad and said, I've got some bad news. Something got all the chickens. Over the process of the day, we found more and more carcasses in various places. We were petrified.
Conrad and her husband, David McCormick, set up traps, but it wasn't until a few days later that they found the perpetrators. Out on a walk, Conrad said her dog started barking at something underneath the coop.
And they went berserk.
Her husband got down on his stomach to look under the coop, and that's when he saw two pairs of mink eyes staring back at him. The neighbors came over with a shotgun. Bang! Bang! The minks were dead. For Conrad, one of the worst parts of all the deaths was how meaningless it all seemed. Like the Millers, her chickens had been killed but not eaten.
That was so just gut-wrenching to just the wanton destruction for no reason.
The excessive killings, while strange, are not that uncommon, according to Philip Perry, a Bethel-based biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
So that's a curious behavior that seems to happen with many different predators.
He provided what he called the classic example in wildlife biology. It's when there's a crust on the snow that will hold a wolf, but moose or caribou fall through and become stuck in the snow, becoming easy prey.
So it gives the wolf a huge advantage that they normally don't have. Instead of killing a moose, because it's hard to kill a moose, and eating that completely, they end up killing five or six.
He says the phenomenon of predators going on a rampage occurs specifically in conditions where the prey is unusually easy to kill. He says that's what happened when some mink found a bevy of chicken waiting for them, already trapped in the coop.
They're able to kill chickens pretty easily, and to kind of overdo it.
Perry says he has heard of mink killing chickens in Bethel before, but not at the scale that has occurred in the past few months. He doesn't know if there are more mink this year than usual, since the Department of Fish and Game does not closely track mink populations. But he said raising chicken has definitely become more popular in Bethel, which increases the prey supply. It's easy to see the appeal of having a coop. Many owners talk about how much money they save by not buying eggs. But for Pam Conrad, the birds are more like companions.
And they get different personalities, and you get your favorites, and then you get your mean ones. You know, they pick on each other, and yet then at the end of the day, they all roost together. It's like family.
She says she and her husband are rebuilding their feathered family. They're reinforcing the coop and have already ordered 12 more birds. Conrad said that once you raise chickens, you can't be without them. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.